Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson, and today I am not rolling solo, but I am rolling without Amanda, with the amazing Una Duncan. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so pumped to have you. So today we're talking all about fitness business. So how you essentially built your business, Fit Feels Good, what that kind of entailed, and just kind of giving people behind the scenes for all those out there who are looking to launch or grow their fitness business, what it's really like.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay. So I'd love to just start off. So just telling us your story and how you got into fitness. Cause I know for you, this wasn't your initial business. Wasn't your thing. You were in acting.
Yeah, totally. I was an actor. And then after that I was a playwright. And so I was working as a documentary playwright and I was sort of getting, I was sort of into fitness and I was a fitness instructor, and then I learned very quickly. And I thought that would be a great way to get paid to stay in shape, which it was. It was cool. But then I realized very quickly that if you want to make any money, you need to be a trainer. So then I became a personal trainer. And then almost immediately after I got my certification, I got hired by a bootcamp company. And that was back in the day when bootcamps was just like wild. Like I would tell people, I was like, no, 6 a.m. in a park. And people would be like, what? So totally. But it was an awesome thing for first being a trainer because they gave me my workouts and they gave me, I think it was like, you know, nine classes a week. It was like 3 a.m, 3 p.m, whatever. It was great. And so it was enough that like, given that I was living cheap, it was enough to float me. And yeah. So I could work at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. and I'd have all day to write my plays. So it worked awesome. And it was really great. And then I remember, and I was, you know, busting my butt writing the plays and submitting for grants and it was going okay, but it's a hustle. Yeah. And I just remember I had this epiphany of being like, wait a second, I'm having more fun with that fitness stuff than I am with my big playwriting, which I had done like my master's in. It was like my big dream. And here I am. I'm like, seriously, I like the like swinging, jumping jacks and kettlebells and climbing on equipment. Like, no, yeah, I do. I'm really liking that.
I can totally relate to that. That's kind of how mine started too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much like business. Like I was totally into marketing, corporate marketing. That was my jam. And started fitness on the side. And then next thing you know, I was like sitting in a stuffy boardroom, running around outside the park, having fun and working out. I was like,
Right. Like how do I want to spend my life?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to kind of go for the fitness stuff. And then when I decided, okay, this is going to be my full-time thing, let's start to build a career. Then I became a pro trainer. So I started training trainers, which was a great way to fill the days and, you know, make some income when I wasn't training people and started doing in-home training, stuff like that. And then I got pregnant and I thought, okay, I'm going to retire from actually training people. And I'm just going to train trainers from now on, like move to sort of the academic part of this. And then, but shortly after I had my baby, one of the companies that I used to work for really peed off all of their clients by a little shift in pricing and class structure. Mm-hmm. And all their members were pissed and they all threatened to leave en masse. And so one of them contacted me who had been in retirement and said, will you train us? And I was like, no, that's unethical. I'm not going to, you know, screw over my former employers. And I called my former employers and was like, listen, you got people pissed off. You better make amends. Like they're really pissed and they're asking me to do this. And the situation did not resolve. And then I kind of phoned them and I said, well, I might take up this opportunity. And they were like, go for it. You have our blessing.
Wow.
I know. So I ended up getting this like prepackaged boom boot camp on my life. And I was like, well, I guess I'm coming out of retirement. And so, so that's how my first camp started.
How long ago was that?
So my son is 7 now. So yeah, we started. Oh, actually, I just had my 5-year anniversary. So that must have been after my second child. So it was 5 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then it was a great kid. It was so tight. And then what happened is people started moving to different parts of the city, and they were gutted that they couldn't stay with the camp. So then they said, "Oh, but I know a few other people in my new area. Would you start another one there?" So then that's how my other location started. They were all from that original group. Awesome. And they sort of took the initiative to start their own little camp. So that's how my other locations grew. And then from there, I kind of had this thought, oh, maybe I'll try that. It was literally, I was feeling a little fluffy after the holidays one year. And so I thought, let's try eating super healthy. Like, I thought I ate healthy, but I was like, let's try this program and see if it works. And got 15 of my clients to try it with me. And we did. It was amazing. And then I was like, all right, well, let's add workouts to this and let's add a vegetarian version and blah, blah, blah. And then that was the seed of my 28-day transformation challenge, which is my online program, which has completely exploded. So that's how it all started.
And then how long ago was the online program?
So that's been 3 years now.
Wow. Like, I just find it crazy too, because we both, for anyone who's listening to this, we both live in Toronto.
Yeah.
So we've kind of crossed paths throughout the years, and I've always been watching what you're doing because I always have loved it. And I find, I don't know about you, but I find in Toronto, like, a lot of, there's, my experience has not been it being like cutthroat, a lot of competition. I think there's a lot of kind of respect for, especially people who are able to carry on a business like over at least a year. You know, you see a lot of people, these boot camps pop up or training companies, and then they're gone. I mean, you've been doing this for over 5 years. I've been doing this for, in September will be 10 years, which is insane.
Yeah.
And so I've just always loved watching you, what you're doing. And I mean, we've worked together on some projects, which I absolutely love.
Totally. Yeah.
But I've loved seeing that shift for you from going from like in-person to online as well.
And yeah.
You're kind of doing both. And I know we were chatting a little bit before this, like, where are you kind of at with that? Like, are you loving the online more? Are you still loving the in-person?
So here's the thing. I love in-person so much. And I really think that, you know, being live and being with people is sort of, I mean, the impact of that, there is nothing that can replace that. But definitely I would say my business right now is sort of 80, moving to 90% online, and the boot camps are becoming much smaller. And that's really just because I can scale so much better online. And that even though the impact is maybe more powerful in person, the scope of what I can do online is so much more. And there are a lot of sort of logistical problems. I mean, you and I were just talking about this, you know, staffing and locations and equipment and all that stuff is a total non-issue. Don't get me wrong. There's other issues online, but it's, you can figure them out and outsource them way better online than you can, you know, with in-person stuff.
And that's the thing I love how you just said, you know, I think the impact is so much more in person, but in all reality, I mean, there's so many people in places, like think about how many people you're touching with the transformation challenge who live in small towns who wouldn't have access to your level of training if there wasn't the online option, right?
Totally.
So that's something I always tell like my students in FitChicks Academy too. And like, don't think just because you're not doing it in person that, you know what I mean, that your impact is actually any less, because you're almost doing a disservice to a lot of people if you don't give the online option, because they need your help, right? Like people all over the world. And we live in a city where there's a lot of really great, you know, you could do anything from spinning to boot camp to yoga to aerial yoga.
Yeah.
But if you're living in smaller places, it's like you don't have that access. So I always think as a fitness professional, you know, sometimes we forget that. And there's so much opportunity online still. Like, well, I shouldn't even say still. It's opening up to be so much more.
Well, it's massive. And you can, and because of the scale, you can offer it at a fraction of the price.
Exactly.
So there are people who have access to me that would never be able to pay for, you know, even my boot camps, so never mind one-on-one stuff. So it really, you really can spread your impact so much better.
Yeah. And especially for people listening who don't, or watching this, so you could either be watching this on YouTube or listening to this. What a lot of people don't know is that you're one of Canada's top fitness professionals. Like, you have won multiple awards as top pro trainer, top fitness professional. Like, so for people to be able to work with you one-on-one, which you don't even do anymore, right?
Yeah.
Like, that would be really expensive for them. So it's
awesome
that you're giving that option and that opportunity.
Totally. Totally. It's awesome. The online stuff has been explosive and amazing.
Yeah, I love it too. Cause even for me as well, with like, I don't teach boot camps anymore just because I still love teaching. But for me again, too, it's a time thing, and I'm focused so much more on the academy, but we still do the retreats. And that's one thing that, you know, when I have a weekend and I'm like face to face with women, I'm like, oh, I just forgot this high. You know what I mean? Like, I also forgot how many calories you burn during your work hours. That's one thing I'm like, my Fitbit right now is about to tell me to get up and go for a walk.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay. So staying with that then. So this kind of podcast too, I want to think about it in the way of if someone's listening, who's like, okay, I want to start my own fitness business, or I'm already in it and I'm kind of like, just have a couple clients, what the heck am I doing? I'd love to hear from you, like, what has been one of your biggest challenges with opening your own business? And that could be online or in person.
Yeah, I would say, well, definitely in person, staffing. Mm-hmm. Has been one of the biggest challenges, but that's when you kind of get to a bigger spot. What I would say is right off the bat, one of the most terrifying things was the inconsistency of revenue. Yes. So honestly, like, I don't know about you, Laura, but it took me, I don't know how many years to not freak out every August. Like every August I was like getting my resume ready and thinking like, they're never going to come back, you know?
Yeah, and that's one thing, sorry, for people listening, if you're teaching fitness, August is like the slowest month of all time.
Just go on vacation.
Yeah, just don't hear. Yeah. It's almost not work. Like, work double time during the busy time for us, which was always, I found, was like March to May was like our busiest.
Yeah. September's a little nice.
Yeah, I found for us, September was always a little weird because moms and going back to school and stuff. So it was almost like you're kind of
focusing
back in. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, I totally agree with you. Sorry to interrupt. I totally agree with you about that. Like, come August, I used to be like, okay, what is happening? Am I suddenly going to go into business? Like,
yeah. So that was definitely one of the biggest challenges. So what I would say to new people is just breathe. It's cool. They'll come back. It's just, but plan for the cycles. So don't go buy yourself a Ferrari in March.
Yeah.
Bank it. Yeah.
It's so true. So that's your one for in-person. What would be your one online?
So online and the question is biggest challenge for online tech, Facebook ads, like all that stuff. And to all you beginners, outsource it, spend your first dollars on getting someone else to do that. And that is the best investment you can make. I know you feel like I don't have the money. No, man, if you don't have the money, that's why you doubly need to get someone else to do that. And you can do that affordably, like Fiverr. There's lots of ways you can outsource this. Don't try and figure out the tech on your own. Be the trainer.
Yeah. I love that because, again, I fall victim to that too. Like, I'm someone as well. I need to really know it before I pass it off almost because I feel like I can't wrap my head around things.
Yeah, and I get that.
So much time when it came to like Facebook ads, trying to figure them out myself. And that is one thing I will never do again. I will never do ads again because it literally sucked all of my time and the life out of me.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah, we've outsourced. But like you said, there's great places like Fiverr, just even asking around, I found, like, I don't know, how did you find your online people you work with that turn? Because you hear nightmare stories about, you know, you're hiring someone and they just take your money and they don't do the work.
Yeah. I go to a lot of networking events for other online marketers and I am friends with them on Facebook and, you know, I contact them if I need someone or, you know, I see who they give shout outs to and then I'll contact them.
Yeah. I know you're always one of my go-tos. Like, I've gotten my accountant from you.
Yeah.
I'm my new bookkeeper from you.
Awesome.
Yeah, like I always, that's the first thing I always ask around. And I always recommend that too. It's just go with word of mouth. Also, what was the other one though? Upwork is great too, I find. But again, it's kind of like, try to find
someone. You don't know. It's always better if it comes from someone you know.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your biggest challenge. Let's also talk about mistakes. Because I think a lot of times when you hear people talking about their business, they're telling you all this, oh my God, I grew this fast. Top fitness professional in Canada. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bumps and, you know, twists and turns along the way. So what would be something that for you would be your biggest mistake?
Okay, so biggest mistake would be not building systems. I am regretting this every single day. And I know this seems like when you're first starting, you're like, what systems? Like that doesn't make sense. So when I see systems, I mean like when a new person starts bootcamp, what are the exact stages they need to go through in order to make sure they're in the right place at the right time? They know what equipment, blah, blah, blah. Like they, you know, or when somebody cancels, like what are the steps? And because I was just doing that on my own one by one, I didn't think to actually write down what that process is. And so, yeah, so what you want is to write all that stuff down, even though it seems ridiculous, so that you can pass it on to someone else, and then you can focus on growing your business. Otherwise, you're going to spend your time writing that same email over and over again, which is dumb. So I wish I had spent more time on systems.
Totally. I love that advice.
Yeah.
Okay, so then staying with that, I want to know then what would you say, we talked about some challenges, some mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your biggest accomplishment? Like, what is something you're like, yes, I totally killed it with this?
Yes. Okay. So my biggest accomplishment professionally would be the communities that I've created. So I am so proud of the vibe we have in our communities and the people that I've managed to attract. Awesome. And the relationship. So like, for example, one of my boot campers got hit by a car on the way home from class once.
It was, oh my God,
a horrendous thing. And I was there for it. And I mentioned when I was telling the other people in the class that her new winter coat got cut off of her. And so what did they do? On their own initiative, they took up a collection to buy her a new winter coat.
Oh, I love
right?
that.
Yeah. And my online community, we've had, you know, births, we've had deaths, we've had, you know, just seeing like the shy guy with the beer gut come out of the woodwork. And then the girl who was always kind of plush size being like a fitness leader, telling everybody else, like, get your butt to a Zumba class or whatever, like that. All of that just makes my heart sing so much. So professionally, I would say those communities I'm so proud of. Personally, my biggest accomplishment is having my husband quit his job to come and work for my company.
Which we were just talking about, which I think is just absolutely amazing. A,
Thank you.
You guys can actually like keep your relationship going and work together and still have a relationship. Like,
yeah,
blows my mind.
And it's been better for our relationship because he's so aware of, you know, what my mission is. Like he is so, he's like, this is really good for people, which is just so cute. You know, he comes from like a mechanical engineering background. And he was like, whatever, she's doing that fitness stuff. And now he's like, this is important, which is it's so touching. And the freedom that it's afforded our family, because now we're location independent. You know, I don't know if you can see, I'm at my cottage right now, which is pretty rad. Like, it's pretty great to be here. And my kids are down there and they're making trains. And so all of that sort of location freedom is incredible.
And that's what, like, sharing this, I think, is so important, because for someone watching this, right, who's just starting in this industry, it feels like all those things are completely unattainable.
Yeah,
I know. And that's why we want to do this podcast, because both you and I are living proof it's possible.
Yeah.
You know, you just need to learn how to do it.
Yes, and just do it.
Yeah, and avoid some of the mistakes, hopefully, that we've made along the way. But even them, I always say, like, the mistakes have been the best lessons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you meet the most amazing people.
100%.
And I love also, too, because I'm also a huge feminist, just even, you know, how you're redefining gender roles, even in your own house for your two sons. Like, I think that's
so cool
that you guys are, you're creating, though, a new norm that I think we're seeing a lot of more now. Like, I also know a lot of women who are now, you know, the primary breadwinners, and their husbands are staying at home while they pursue their dreams. So I think it's super cool.
It's very cool.
I love it.
Very cool.
Okay. So then what is your goal, like, with your business? So it's been now 5 years and you're just, you know, you're taking off online, and what's your goal? Like, what do you want to achieve within the next, let's say 5 years?
Yeah. So, my goal is to sort of, to grow the Fit Feels Good movement more internationally. We are expanding internationally, but I want to focus on that a little bit more, and to grow this, like, after having worked with hundreds and hundreds of people, I feel like I'm finally getting clarity on what is my method, the things that I think are so important for people to really achieve their most awesome life. And what, you know, advice I would say to new people is, don't think you have to have all that figured out. Like, you know, figuring out like your about me page, like people get stuck on their about me page. I'm like, dude, just teach, and then you'll figure it out. And you'll realize like your people will tell you what's working, what's not. And you're going to adapt to that. And that's going to be your new method. So, you know, after doing this for so long and so many people, now I'm like, oh, I know what I want to shout on the mountaintops. Mm-hmm. So now that I've got that, I'm like, I got stuff to share. I want more people to know about that. It's about feeling good physically, mentally, emotionally. And then when you've got that, then the impact in your life in every area can be so amazingly transformative.
It's so true. Because what we do, I feel our industry is kind of really underappreciated, because, you know, you got the side where it's really like aesthetics, right? Like,
yeah.
You got all the people who are online and they're trainers, but their whole method of getting clients is like showing their six pack abs and talking about weight loss and all that.
Yep.
And that will always be there. But I also find that like that kind of sometimes gives us a bad rap, right? Like a lot of people think, oh, if you're a fitness trainer, you're vain or you just care about looks. But when in all reality, I always say what the field I think we work in is preventative health. Like, because we're essentially, if you can teach someone how to move their bodies and eat properly and, you know, fall in love with that and make that a lifestyle, you have given them the tools to essentially like avoid 90% of illnesses out there. And I think we need to take more, you know, kudos for what we do. And I feel like we need to be appreciated a little bit.
It's true. That's interesting.
That's why I'm always like, I'm giving the love out to you guys, like to all my fellow sisters and brothers in the field. Cause it's like,
yeah, it's important.
Yeah. What you do, you're changing people, you're saving people's lives, you know, like, so, and it takes a lot. It takes a special person to motivate someone. And that's why I've always loved what you do, because you do it in such a fun, accessible, like everything is just, it literally is like fit feels good. Like you were like, yeah, this is fun. Like I feel
it's got to feel good. Totally.
Yeah, and it's approachable and it's non-judgmental, and you have all different walks of life in your programs, which I just think is like, it's so cool.
And thank you.
You're doing good stuff. I like
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Okay, so, I'm just going to warn you, I've got 14% battery.
Yeah, no worries. Well, yeah. I'm actually going to ask you our last question right now.
Oh, okay.
So if you could go back and give yourself one piece of advice. So you know that question when you're like, if I could go back and tell my 13-year-old self, but if you could tell your Una for starting a business self, what would be your some advice about opening a business that you wish you would have known then? What would it be?
Okay.
We're going deep.
Yeah. Okay. So you know what? One of them is kind of just what you were just saying. Like, I don't know, those of you listening, watching, maybe you don't know or you haven't cleaned, but like Laura and I live in the same city and we have like basically the same business.
Yeah.
So one of my biggest pieces of advice would be like, there really is no competition. Yeah. Find your competitors and make them your best friends. Like Laura's freaking awesome. Like Laura is one of the few people in the world who will know what I'm talking about when I, you know, freak out about all the things I freak out about.
Yeah. I need you for my therapy.
Exactly, right? We need each other. And, you know, she's like, I got your accountant. I got, because they know it's, there are no competitors.
Yeah.
Don't be scared of people opening up a thing next to you or whatever. They're not competitors. Your people are going to love you. Don't worry about that. It's a total non-issue. That would be number one piece of advice, or what I would give myself. Cause I used to be like, oh my gosh, something's opening up in my whole thing. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. Or she's doing this. I'm not doing this.
I should do this. Yes. All that scrolling Instagram and being like, oh, all these people are, no, just don't do it. No, don't do it. Okay. So that's first one. Second one is don't be afraid of selling. People are like, oh, I feel skeezy selling. I just want to help people. I'm like, no, man, that is selfish. If you believe you can transform people's lives and their bodies and save their life and all that stuff, like you owe it to them to sell what you can do. It's so important. So I feel now that selling is like my sacred duty. I know it's going to change their lives. I'm like, I feel like I'm trying to sell them, you know, a life changing medical, like they need to be there. And that's how passionate I am about my programs and selling it. So I am not scared to sell. I look forward to that opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah. Amanda and I actually, we just filmed, we were filming a bunch of content and we just filmed something about like getting comfortable with being uncomfortable and the whole idea of selling. Cause that used to be me. Amanda always was like, yeah, I love selling. She used to work in sales. And for me, I'm not a salesperson.
Yeah.
But that was a big lesson for me too, is flipping that script and thinking about it in a way that felt good for me. Right.
Yeah.
I always thought of like the sleazy car salesman, but then when you're like, no, this isn't like, I have something that can really transform people's lives.
You have to sell for sure. Absolutely. So those would be my biggest bits of advice.
Well, those are amazing little nuggets. All the stuff we talked about today though, like I just hope for anyone listening that this has given you some insight, some real insight to what it's like to, you know, start a business and the challenges, mistakes, you know, the accomplishments, they all are part of it.
Totally.
And I just love that you've been able to be so transparent with yours. Cause I just think the more that we share what it's really like, the easier it becomes for our whole industry to keep growing and changing and doing more for themselves. So
absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So for anyone who wants more info on you, I know, so for anyone listening or watching this, all links to Una stuff is going to be on our blog. But just right now, where can someone get more information on your online transformation challenge or you?
Thank you. Yeah. It's all at fitfeelsgood.com.
Awesome. And that's where they can get sign up for stuff.
Yeah. Sign up for all of it. It's awesome.
Yeah. It is awesome. You guys should all do it. And then of course, for this podcast, if you guys want more information on any of our upcoming programs, if you're interested in getting certified, we have our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program coming up where we do have a business section, which is on September the 26th, as well as our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program, and that is all at fitchicksacademy.com.
And I'm a teacher on one of those, aren't I?
Yes.
Yes.
You teach anatomy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. This has been so awesome. And I will definitely be talking to you again very shortly.
Therapy.
Exactly. Over cocktails next time.
That's right. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, lady. Thank you for the interview. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.